During the event held on June 2 at the eSpace Chiris, a key location in the perfume industry of Grasse, Nadine Fayed-Comer showcased her paintings inspired by the flowers and scents of the region. Her art, imbued with vibrant colors and original forms, captivated visitors and paid homage to the olfactory heritage of the perfume capital of the world. On Sunday, June 2, the Salon de Flacons de Parfum and Over d'Ar took place at the eSpace Chiris in Grasse in collaboration with the city's museums. As Jérôme Viaud, mayor of Grasse, emphasized during the opening, the eSpace Chiris, a key location in the perfume industry of Grasse, is a magnificent symbol that reminds us of the importance of this heritage that we must cultivate and promote. During this exceptional artistic and sensory demonstration, Franco-Lebanese artist Nadine Fayed-Comer had the privilege of exhibiting her paintings. Participating in this exhibition in the world capital of perfumery has been a wonderful experience for me, in such an emblematic place, says the artist. Nadine Fayed-Comer, born in Beirut and residing in Nice, has always been passionate about art. She earned her degree in fine arts from the Lebanese Academy of Fine Arts, ALBA, with honors before moving to Paris, where she joined the University of Paris I Pantheon Sorbonne. In 1992, alongside her artistic career and exhibits in Beirut, Paris, and the Arab world, Nadine Fayed-Comer began reporting for several major French-language publications in Lebanon before creating Focus magazine in 2006 and Facelook Mag in 2010. Having worked for many years in the press, she picked up her brushes again after moving to Nice in 2020. When words fail, she says, color takes their place to fight against time, express her feelings and let her imagination run free. The artist paints the wonderful landscapes of the Côte d'Azur, inspired by this world of radiant blue colors. She paints sailboats, the marine world, as well as cities and the people who live in them. Her colorful universe is imbued with the light of the Mediterranean, and her paintings invite dreams, travel, and escape. Her brush, vibrant with colors, defines shapes that are a pleasure to observe, but it also reveals a delicate and subtle abstraction of life and art. Indeed, through her original forms with powerful contrasts and vibrant, joyful colors, the artist recreates her own artistic reality. Her exquisite chromatic sensitivity is highlighted by the blue and its luminous shades that often make her paintings dance. They reflect her love for the sea. In the context of this exhibition dedicated to the fantastic world of perfume, Nadine, who has recently been inspired by flowers, particularly those on her terrace overlooking the Bay of Jauni in Lebanon, paints floral and suave sensations. In her new creations, we discover scents and petals that blossom into abstractions suggested to the observer, inviting them on a walk through the garden of her soul. Her paintings are floral moments. One can feel the fragrance and discover the multiple sensations and emotions one might experience in a field of flowers. Nadine Fayed-Comer, who is a listed artist at Drouet and Lausanne and is also featured in the Larousse Dictionary of Listed Artists, is convinced that any good painting remains independent of any movement or school and requires above all a state of grace in the artist as well as a certain affinity between them and the themes they treat. She notes, "The Côte d'Azur, rich in exceptional natural heritage, never ceases to inspire me. It is a land of artists where, for example, Renoir, Matisse, Chagall, Picasso, Dufy, Nicolas de Staël, Niki de Saint-Phalle, Cocteau and others have lived. All were charmed by the particular and so inspiring light of the Azurian coast. Flowers, perfume and cheerful colors are omnipresent." Her participation in the Grasse exhibition is a true success. She displays her art with the beauty of the flowers that have inspired her since last summer. www.zinanader.com At zinanader_art